Broadway's best. What sets it apart? What's the differentiator there?
Well, I'll tell you, David, that most people's experience in the area is going to community theaters. And we love community theaters. And we're blessed here in the Piedmont that we have some really wonderful community theater organizations and people who love doing theater and going to theater. However, Broadway's best, our mission, is to bring professional quality theater to the area. And we operate as a professional theater. People audition for us to get in the shows. We hire our actors and our musicians, our singers and dancers, our music directors. And as professional theater, you expect a higher level of professionalism, a higher level of quality of the shows that we will present as opposed to community theater. One of the major missions of Broadway's Best is that the most underemployed group of people in the country are theater professionals. And right here in the Piedmont, we've got the North Carolina School of the Arts. We've got professional quality training programs at Wake Forest, at Elon College, High Point University. Turning out
UNCG.
UNCG's got a great program. We've got these young people who are being trained in theater. And then as soon as they graduate and have all this incredible talent, they leave. They have to. There's no place for them to work. So they go to New York. They go to Los Angeles. They go to Atlanta. And they leave the area. And a lot of them don't necessarily want to leave right off the bat. But they need to get that professional experience, build up their resume so that when they go to New York, they've got some professional credits. And that's one of the missions of Broadway's Best, is to be able to hire and employ these wonderfully talented young people who we trained and they love this area so they can stay here for a while. We get the benefit of their talent. And they're helping to build up their resume so that when they are ready to move on, they're ready to take on the professional world.
And one of the ways we're doing that is starting a summer stock theater season. That's also part of our mission and our goal. And in order to do that, we have to renovate a space that we're currently working in out in Davie County. But that will result in a 10 to 12 week summer stock season every year. And that's the main time these folks will be employed between their college semesters. And I would throw in, too, we might be hiring some faculty members from these schools as well. It's not just students and graduates. And then the rest of the year, we're still going to produce shows in the fall and in the spring. And every holiday, we'll have at least a two-week run of a show. Those productions will also be professional, but we may do a little bit larger cast and let people from the community come in and audition to be in the chorus and play secondary roles in those shows.
You mentioned summer stock, which stands out. In other communities, that's kind of a staple. It seems like this area, especially with folks retiring here and people looking for things to do during the summer, a no-brainer. You're really filling a niche.
That's what's so great about the location we've picked. We're about 20 minutes from downtown Winston. But it's very rural. It's a very pretty setting with trees. You drive down a shaded driveway. We have a multi-level deck in front of the building. We plan on putting picnic tables out. People can come and picnic in the summer. We hope to work with other nonprofit groups. We're going to put up a little gazebo, and different civic and church groups can sign up for a week at a time to provide the food for the shows each week. So we really want it to be a situation where people drive out, make it an afternoon or an evening, depending on which performance they come to. And a very relaxing rural kind of setting. That's really the original summer stock theater in this community was the Tanglewood Barn Theater back in the 50s. And that was before Interstate 40 was finished, and everybody drove the two-lane road out to Tanglewood and would picnic under the shelters there and then come to the shows. And we want to try to make that happen again for people.
And David, your point is right on. The thing is, there are thriving summer stock operations all over the country. We have not had one here for so many years. And you're right. There are people who come to this area from other parts of the country who are used to that, who are looking for something to do. And they do. They want to have something to do in the summer with their families especially. And we've always felt that there was a real need for a good quality summer stock operation right here in the Piedmont. And our mission, again, we're called Broadway's Best. We're going to do Broadway quality shows that have been proven, Broadway hits, some new or old. But all we're going to do is, especially in the summer stock, is Broadway musicals and comedies. So it's the kind of shows that families are going to want to come out and see and really enjoy and be able to share together.
And Gene, and then now you, Stan, you both mentioned families, and that seems like a big part of the mission and education as well. And coming up, speaking of that, Broadway for Kids, Tweens, and Teens. Tell me about this musical review.
Opens this Friday night. We're doing five performances over the course of the weekend. We're fortunate to have two great sponsors, Novant Health and the Humane Society of Davie County, who on Saturday is going to come out and do an adoption fair. We're doing three shows on Saturday because it's a shorter show for kids. So we do a Friday night show, three shows Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. It's a selection of Broadway songs that were either performed by children or written to be performed for children, though it'll be our professionals performing them, though we may get a little audience involvement now and then in the show. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll have some snacks and stuff available for the kids as well. And I think there's going to be face painting and stuff like that going on. Yeah. But part of the reason we decided to do this show, actually before we even decided to do our fall season, was we are going to be offering classes starting in October. And we wanted to bring kids and teenagers in and let them know that there will be classes starting at the site starting in October, all focused on musical theater. We're going to be starting with 8 weeks for middle school and high school age kids in acting, in dance, and in chorus.
Okay, so Broadway's best theater company, you're announcing the bare bone season. We get a sneak peek right here on Triad Arts, kicking things off with the Broadway 50s through the 80s, another sort of musical review?
Right, and be able to create our season, our bare bones season. And Gene will explain a little bit about why we call it bare bones. But our season is made up of some unusual and unique musical reviews of Broadway music and a what we call our first book musical, an actual musical that was done on Broadway called I Do, I Do, the last big musical hit to star Mary Martin and Robert Preston on Broadway. And we're kicking it all off with what we call Broadway Through the Decades, 50s through the 80s. And that'll focus on great Broadway musicals from those eras and songs, of course, from those shows. You know, musical theater changed with Oklahoma, the first of the modern American musical, an integrated musical, changed the face of musical theater. And so the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s were all building on that. And some of the most important and some of the best loved musicals were done in that era. So we're focusing our first show on songs from those eras. And that's Broadway Through the Decades. And that's our show in August.
In October, we're doing a show called Broadway's Tricks and Treats, which is focused on shows that had songs about horror and murder and death. And things like Little Shop of Horrors and The Addams Family and Young Frankenstein, there'll be excerpts from those shows.
Sweeney Todd?
Yes. Sweeney Todd's in there. And then in the end of November, 1st of December, we're doing Holidays on Broadway, and we're actually going to cover a year with different holidays, ending, of course, with Christmas. So all of these are two-act full-length shows, so you're getting quite an evening of entertainment in all of them.
And I should say, I mean, just listening to the way you all put together these programs, beginning with the Broadway for kids, tweens, and teens, just the concept of having typically sung children's roles available for kids to hear and all these themes, drawing on decades of experience. It's you're going to get more than just a theme. It's going to be well thought out, and I like what I'm hearing. And that kind of underpinning lends itself through the whole season, it sounds like, for Bare Bones. Let's dive into Bare Bones.
We've actually started doing shows and reviews back in November. But initially, we just went to private country clubs and to retirement communities just to build up some support and looking for donations. And we kept suggesting to the board, we need to prove the site. We need to get people to the location. So they approved us doing a one-time shot back in the end of April. We did the first bare bones review at the site. We built a temporary stage. It's only 16 by 12. Everything was donated. Sterling Events gave us lights. Hoosier Rental gave us chairs. We painted. We built sets. And we did only three performances. But it was a tremendous success, both financially, and everyone wanted to know when the next show was. The very next board meeting, the 1st of May, they said, this was great. You need to do a show every month. And we said, hold on. It's not quite that simple. We'd already planned to do the kids show that opens this weekend. Mm-hmm. But we got to thinking about it, and we said, okay, let's find a way to do it. And that's how we came up with the four-show season. But we called it Bare Bones because the 1st of April, it was a big empty building, bare to the walls. Yes. And we went in and made it a temporary theater space. After the success of the April show, the board gave us approval. We have a small, I mean tiny little lighting system now of our own. We now have 100 chairs that we purchased, comfortable and attractive, so that now we can do things ongoing, hopefully, and until we're able to raise enough money to do the real renovation to turn it into a 250-seat professionally equipped theater, which is our goal, so that we can start doing the summer stock season, we hope, by next summer, but we've still got to find a lot of donations and things to make that happen. We're at some disadvantage because we're so new. We have learned in this process you've got to have a 2-year history to even apply for the majority of grants out there. So we've been unable to apply for a lot of grants and won't for another year and a half. So we're very dependent on businesses and individuals to help support this and make this happen. And that's part of the reason we're doing the Bare Bones Season is to raise not only money but enough awareness of what it is we're trying to do to get that support.
Were most of the folks in the audience from that area? Were you drawing from Greensboro, Winston-Salem? Where were folks coming from?
Actually, we did. We were really surprised as to how the range of the area where that people came to come and see the show. We expected the entire audience to be just from really right nearby, but we got a lot of people coming from High Point and from Guilford County as well, which was a surprise to us, but delightful. But you're right. Most of our audience is either from Western Piedmont, from Winston-Salem West, and a lot, happily, from Davie County. And the support we've gotten, like, of the people who came and saw the first show and want more shows, the support we're getting from the Davie County people and the community there has just been so gratifying. And we really need to build upon that. And we really feel that we're serving a need for the arts in that area, for the kids in school who love theater and want to have a chance to do theater and learn more about it, and just families and people in that area who don't have access to something right in their own neighborhood, and that's what we're going to hopefully provide.